When Bethel City Councilmember Mark Springer opened his PFD check last month, he didn't like what he saw.
Before we got the dividends, I'm like, yes, $1,600 in the bank, and it was $1,490, and I'm like, what the heck? And I looked, and it said lien from the city of Bethel.
Springer had a loose dog fine from 2013 that he had forgotten to pay. Back in 2016, the council instructed the city attorney to collect unpaid fines for minor offenses by garnishing them from PFD checks.
I will own it because I guess I was on the council when we told her to go ahead and do it.
This may be the first year that the city has been able to integrate with the court system and the permanent fund division. City Clerk Lori Strickler says at least this is the first year she has heard complaints from city residents about city liens on PFDs. Residents with fines for minor offenses are supposed to be notified before it's garnished from their check. But if the offense and notification occurred years ago, residents may have been surprised by the missing amount in their check. This is not just a convenient way to retire your debt to the city. There are extra fees if you wait for the amount to be garnished from your PFD. Springer's dog fine was originally just $50.
Cost me $110 between the police training surcharge and the court fee and the collection fee.
Springer is not the only one who had forgotten fines. Assistant Finance Director Ken Fay reported the city of Bethel has received about $20,000 from PFD garnishments for city fines, money that will go into the city's general fund. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.